This podcast is made possible in part by Zondervan Reflective, the publishers of The Color of Compromise, How to Fight Racism, and How to Fight Racism, Young Readers Edition by Dr. Jamar Tisby. Zondervan Reflective focuses on faith and culture books that prepare readers to engage the public square with vision and verve, challenge the status quo, ask tough questions, and reflect the thought-provoking answers that call us to action. Zondervan Reflective is a division of HarperCollins Publishing. Visit zondervan.com/zondervanreflective for all your book purchases. That's zondervan.com/zondervanreflective for all your book purchases.
Hey folks, welcome to the Fighting Racism series. This is a project made in collaboration with the Footnotes Podcast and the Religion News Service. I will be your host and your guide throughout this series. My name is Dr. Jamar Tisby. I'm a historian, author, speaker, and a professor of history at Simmons College of Kentucky, HBCU, go Falcons. Before we dive into the best part of this whole series, which is the interviews with our guests, I want to tell you a bit about how this series came about. So I mentioned I'm an author, and my second book is called How to Fight Racism, Courageous Christianity, and the Journey Toward Racial Justice. This is a book for anyone who wants to see racial progress. It's structured around a framework I call the Arc of Racial Justice, and that stands for Awareness, Relationships, Commitment. Awareness, Relationships, Commitment. That's the Arc. And just like the three legs of a stool, you need all three components to have a stable foundation on which to build your racial justice efforts. So I want to briefly unpack the arc of racial justice, but I encourage you to get the book for yourself because it's important to realize that this is a process as we talk about racial justice. It's not linear. And with this framework, you don't proceed from awareness to relationships to commitment like steps on a path. Rather, you can enter this framework from anywhere. It's also never done. You never graduate from learning about racial justice. You only grow. You never graduate, you only grow. I like that. It's a lifelong, ongoing process of becoming more effective and more committed to pursuing racial justice. So what are the parts? Awareness. As fighters for racial justice, we need to become familiar with racist strategies and effectively counter them. And that's where awareness comes in. It's the knowledge, the information, the data required to fight racism. I've dedicated my professional work to raising awareness about racism, especially racial history. I'm a historian. And so we know what we're dealing with and how we can proceed with the urgency the problem requires. So, you know, that's the documentaries, that's listening to this podcast, that's reading the books, that's all awareness. But there's more to that. We can't just have big heads about this stuff. We've got to have big hearts. And that's where relationships come in. All justice is relational. It's by knowing people, developing friendships and collegiality that we can form the coalitions necessary to take on a society rife with racial bigotry. And so in a Christian framework, it's instructive to us that God didn't send a tweet or a TikTok video. God sent the Son, Jesus Christ, in order to restore a right relationship between humanity and God and between neighbors. So relationships. But we can't just have big heads or big hearts. We also have to have strong hands. That's where commitment comes in. Now, of course, commitment means staying the course, but in this framework, it's more than that. To enact society-wide change, people must commit to dismantling laws and policies that have a disparate impact on different races and recreating the rules so they lead to greater equity among people of all races and ethnicities. So this gets at the systemic and institutional aspects of racism. There's a misunderstanding that racism is all about personal attitudes rather than about institutional policies, and we have to address those too. So this book, How to Fight Racism, that's kind of where we get the name for this series, Fighting Racism. In the How to Fight Racism book, it's available in audio, ebook, and paperback format wherever books are sold, and that book will really give you helpful context for this series. Now, back to the series. How did it come about? Because I think this is really important that you know this didn't just come from Jamar Tisby's brain. Thank goodness. On my Footnotes podcast, I've been known to do limited series on specific topics related to whatever's going on with racism and racial justice at the time. So in 2022, I did a 10-part, I can't believe it, series called Those Meddling Kids, Unmasking the Anti-CRT Crusade in Christian Higher Ed. If you've been paying attention to racial conversations at all, you've probably heard about what people call critical race theory and how they've made that into essentially a boogeyman to lump all things race-related into and dismiss them. So in that series, we talked about how far-right Christian colleges in particular are doing almost a purge of faculty and staff and curriculum of racial justice themes in an effort to show basically how not woke they are. We also did another series, a 4-part series called White Nation Under God, where I spoke to experts about white Christian nationalism, which I've often said is the greatest threat to democracy and the witness of the church today. So you can check out those series on my Footnotes podcast. Wherever you listen to your podcast, just search for Footnotes with Jamar Tisby. Now, those series did very well. In fact, folks wanted to hear more. They wanted to know what the next series was. I actually flipped that question around. I didn't want to just kind of search my own brain for the next topic, although I have many ideas and there's more to come. But I turned that question around and I said, well, what do you want to hear in terms of the next series that I do? So I put out a call. I asked folks, mainly on my Substack, by the way, just a quick plug for my Substack. If you want to keep up with this Fighting Racism series, I'm going to do an article on each of these, just announcing when a new episode comes out. They're going to drop each week after this. And if you want to know when a new episode comes out, one of the easiest ways is to go to my Substack, jamartisby.substack.com. So I asked my readers on Substack, what do they want to hear about in the next series? And we got lots of great suggestions, but there was a recurring theme in many of them. Folks were saying, we want to hear from regular people just like us and what they're doing to fight racism. We want more stories about how people are acting in anti-racist ways so we can learn and we can be inspired. So the way I took it is it's fine to hear from folks like me, like the people who write about racial justice and speak about it and sort of make it a central part of our work every day. That's great. But there are other people, in fact, most people who can't do that. It's just not their calling. They have day jobs, they have families, and they even may be new to the work. So what does it look like to fight racism when it's not your full-time job all day, every day? That's why I'm so excited about this series. We put out a call for submissions. And honestly, this was kind of the most nerve-wracking part for me as a producer of this series. I wasn't sure anyone would actually respond. I wasn't sure we'd get good stories from the people who did respond. But I shouldn't have worried. We received literally dozens of submissions. People from all over the country and beyond, and from many walks of life, they submitted stories about how they or their friends, people they knew, were fighting racism in creative and courageous ways. In fact, our biggest problem was narrowing down the stories to the handful that we could actually include in the series. In fact, we even kicked around the idea of having multiple seasons of this series because you all had such good stories and it's such an important topic. But that's going to depend on you, the listener, and how you respond, if you tune in for the whole series, if you share it, all that stuff. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let me tell you about the interviews and the topics we'll be addressing in this series. 5 different episodes that I'm so excited for you to hear. We've got an episode on homeschooling and race. I was so excited to talk to our guest, Brittany McNeil, a homeschooling mom of 5 who's also Black. And she was catalyzed, especially in 2020, amid the George Floyd protests, to re-examine her homeschool materials, her curriculum, and how they addressed race and racism. And let's just say, she found the majority of materials wanting. So instead of just being mad about it, she decided to take action. She's dedicated herself to equipping homeschool educators with the information they need to bring clarity and truth to issues of race in a homeschool setting. We've also got an episode on white allies. And just to be candid, I think this episode was the trickiest one for me. I mean, who counts as an ally? Are they doing enough? Are they coming from the right place? It's a tricky topic. But I also think this conversation will be one of the most helpful for people. That's mostly because of our guests on this episode, Shelley and David Park. They too were catalyzed by racial events that captured national attention in the last 6-7 years or so. I mean, they're the parents of an adopted Black son. And for his sake, as well as the sake of their other child, they wanted to take more action around racism. And in their context, that looks like composing a curriculum specifically targeted toward white people who, like themselves, needed to learn more and take action on racism. So they've taken on the labor of talking to other white people about racism. And that's a huge relief for folks like me, because honestly, y'all, we tired. So I'm excited for you to hear about how they are talking to white folks about race and racism. But we've also got Stanley Frankert in this series. Now, I first got to know Stanley as a fellow with the Witness Foundation that I started a few years ago. And Stanley was chosen as part of our inaugural cohort of 5 fellows for his work with the Young Christian Professionals, or YCP, project that he founded. Stanley's story is both heartbreaking and inspiring. He gifts us, really gifts us, with ultimate candor about his story of committing crime and being incarcerated for most of his teens and 20s. But he undergoes a dramatic conversion to Christianity that completely changes his life while he's still in prison, and he dedicates himself to helping other incarcerated youth or justice-involved individuals to have a better chance of getting out of prison and staying out. And of course, we got to talk about the workplace. So in another episode, we talk about efforts at diversity in the office. And I was so impressed with the savvy and the dedication of Abigail O'Doul, who works for the law firm Earth Justice. Abigail's a young Black woman, and she tells us about how a veteran employee at her firm, when she was a brand new employee, who was also a Black woman, she sat her down and she let her know about some of the racial dynamics at the company. Well, this meeting was so impactful and so important for Abigail, and it started a longer relationship, that Abigail created ways for other Black people to connect with one another and to mobilize and to advocate for greater racial awareness and responsiveness and inclusivity. It's super practical, super fun conversation. And we also include some crucial discussions about climate justice and how climate change uniquely impacts Black and poor communities. And as if that wasn't already enough hard-hitting content, we also talked to Adebisi Badamosi, BC for short. She's a mental health therapist who specializes in racial and religious trauma. How many of us could use a therapist with BC skills right now, right? So she talks about her personal journey as a Black Christian in a predominantly white, multi-ethnic church, including a traumatic and bizarre episode where she had to live tweet something racist her pastor was saying from the pulpit because of her role managing social media at the time. It's wild. She also talks about the relationship between racial trauma and religious trauma, how those two so often, unfortunately, go together. We all need therapists as informed as BC in our lives. So as we wrap up here, I just want to make sure, if you were listening carefully earlier, I said our biggest problem was picking which episodes to include in this series. Well, that's a plural pronoun, our. So who else is involved with the Fighting Racism series from the production side? Well, I'm glad you asked. I thought this series was so important that it merited broader coverage. So as I thought about potential partners, I quickly decided to reach out to the Religion News Service. And not only have I had positive experiences writing for them in the past, they do a tremendous job of finding the religious stories that many other news outlets overlooked. They have a tremendous team, including Paul O'Donnell, Roxanne Stone, Adele Banks, Catherine Post, just to name a few. And the RNS team is going to do joint written profiles of our guests to go along with each podcast episode. And these two items, the podcast and the written article, they are not identical. You're going to want to catch both of them because RNS is going to get into some topics that I don't get to on the podcast and vice versa. So be sure to visit religionnews.com. That's religionnews.com to keep up with this series. And we are also doing this with the support of Zondervan Reflective. Those are my publishers. They're the ones who helped me put How to Fight Racism into the world. So shout out to Ryan and Abigail and the rest of the team at Zondervan Reflective for their work. And as a thank you to them, you can buy the book, How to Fight Racism. You'll support them as a publisher, me as an author, and maybe help convince them to sign me on for another book deal. You never know. Finally, a huge thank you to my friend and longtime podcast producer, Bo York. He's the founder of a podcast production company called Podastery, and everything from the music in the series to the crystal clear audio is the result of his experienced and discerning ears. Thank you for tuning into this first episode. And the good news is, this is the worst the series will get. It only gets better from here. Seriously, we're so excited for you to hear from our guests on this series. A huge thank you to all of them for their honesty and vulnerability, their courage, and their commitment to fighting racism. So share this episode, make sure everyone in your network knows about it, and get ready next week for the Fighting Racism series. Fighting Racism is a mini-series powered by Footnotes with Jamar Tisby and is made in collaboration with the Religion News Service. Our producer for the show is Bo York, with special thanks to Catherine Post, Paul O'Donnell, Roxanne Stone, and Adele Banks. You can learn more about this series at religionnewsservice.com and my Substack, jamartisby.substack.com. I've been your host, Dr. Jamar Tisby, and we'll see you on the next episode of Fighting Racism.